meditation on loving kindness. Let's begin by thinking about what is Buddhist practice. And it might be helpful to understand that Buddhist practice does not start with a leap of faith, but is a careful observation of our own experience. Since there are so many experiences that we are experiencing and that we could attend to, Buddhism pays particular attention to the phenomenon of suffering, which is also said to be the first noble truth. It's a very good place to start, because it actually grabs our attention. Most of us can relate to the observation that there is suffering. But why is there suffering? The main reason for suffering is that we are not understanding reality as it actually is. We are seeing reality through the veil of our own consciousness, of our own delusions. And this is the most fundamental of all of the afflictions, delusions, because we actively misconstruct reality. And so the question arises, is it really possible to be free of these delusions that are not repressing us, that we can really irrevocably eradicate these internal sources of affliction? This is quite an extraordinary question, and it's a question that the Buddha has pursued for years. In his own experience, he drew the conclusion that it is possible to overcome these delusions, that there is a cessation of the suffering. After investigating the causes, you can overcome the suffering, which then leads to the next understanding, the path of liberation. So with this insight, we should entertain the idea that it is possible to develop also loving kindness. Let's begin our meditation by observing how our mind stream operates. Because after all, it's this suffering that emerges within the mind stream. Begin by sitting comfortably, and then you may want to sit cross-legged or on a comfortable chair. Important is to just keep a straight back and observe the flow of the breath. This flow of the breath is something that is constantly with us, but we're so little aware of it, as we are very unaware of many other processes that are with us constantly. So begin by observing the breath. Inhale and exhale. Try to remain with your attention on the flow of the breath. See what happens in your mind. Can your attention remain on the breath, or is it distracted? Once you observe that your mind is not on the breath, just gently bring it back onto this object of choice. Observe how the mind gradually becomes more stable, more clear. This is the quality of the mind It's fluid, it's moving, but it can be addressed and focused. Now look, what is it that you are experiencing deep in yourself? What is it that you are yearning? You are yearning for what? Isn't it that you want to be happy and to be well? So why don't we go ahead and wish it for ourselves? Let's wish just to yourself. May you be happy. May you be free from enmity. May you be free from afflictions. And may you be free from anxiety. May you be well and happy. Don't feel bad about doing that to yourself. Just be honest. The Buddha himself said, whoever loves himself will never harm another. This is very important to realize, that if we dearly, that we are clearly understanding our own yearnings, these yearnings that we may be, that may we be happy and well. This is something that is deep in us. We often think that we are not worthy of happiness, but that's not true. Even in the deepest states of our confusion, of our sadness, we have that deep wish, may we be well. May we be happy. This is sounds very simple, but it's a profound truth. Bring that in front and center. That the person that you bring to your mind, beginning with yourself, may be happy. Maybe well, just that. Do not escape this. Don't try to avoid it. Just be here. What does human flourish entail? How do you imagine it? Imagine this vision for yourself and bring it forth, this well-wishing for yourself. And you may also feel inside a wish to cultivate these qualities. And this is what this practice is about, is to develop these qualities. Reconnect to that sense. May I be free of enmity. May I be free of afflictions. May I be free of anxieties. And may I be well and happy. Now move on. Take somebody that is dear to you. Extend this practice. Take somebody, maybe not your partner, but it could be a child of yours, a parent, or somebody that you're very dear to, that you wish for that person to be free of enmity, to be free of afflictions, to be well and happy. Experience that, don't move on. Just observe. Just generate that sense for the other person. Now that other person also has that wish to be free from enmity, to be free from afflictions, to be well and to be happy. Wish that for that person to be so. After all, it's somebody that you care for. Don't move, just be there. Wanting and wishing for that person to fulfill its aspirations. And then take somebody else that you feel close to. And then gradually think of, could be somebody at work, somebody you encounter in your day, time and again, somebody you shared a part of your life with, and realize, what is it that that person really wants? That person wants to be happy, wants to be well, wants to be free of enmity, and wants to be free of afflictions, just as you. So wish for that person to be well and happy. Just that. And then try to expand that sense of wishing for that person, the ones that are dear to you, as well as the ones you know well. That's wish for them to be happy and have the causes of happiness. Try to expand that sense of genuine goodness, of genuine well-wishing to some people that are neutral to you, that you may have just encountered yesterday in the course of your day, or maybe even today. And realize they also, like yourself, wants to be happy and wants to be well, wants to be free of enmity and afflictions. So wish it for that person. May you be happy and have the causes of happiness. May you be well and have the causes for well-being. And gradually bring this short meditation to a close. And if you want, just stay in that sense of serenity and deeper well-being.